Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame. You're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. Sarah Petty's here. Sarah is our good friend, longtime Brain Trust member, the founder of The Joy of Marketing. That means she's a real small business owner, just like you. She's the co-author, along with Aaron Verbeck, of an award-winning book, Worth Every Penny. I'm proud to say we launched it on our show. And Sarah, congratulations and congratulations. Welcome back and congratulations on some of the new recognition for the book. Tell us about it.
Oh my gosh, what an amazing end and launch. I launched it here, and the bestseller list for that launch week come out about a week later. We were in New York at a book signing, and our publisher called and said we hit number 4 on New York Times, which they say top 5 is really hard to break into. Because,
yep.
You know, there's a lot of good books out there. Shades yep. of Gray. Marketing book. I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
It's a tough choice.
Right.
And then Wall Street Journal on number 1 on USA Today. So overwhelmed, excited, and thrilled. Thank
I'm
you.
I'm not the least bit surprised. Congratulations. Well done. And I know that's a very exciting for you guys and a rarefied air to find yourself in. So good job there. I know that you're going to be speaking to a group of women later in a month or so at the What is the name of the conference?
It's eWomen Network, and it's July, Friday the 13th, which is always
Friday
a lucky day
13th.
For me.
Good for you.
It is. I don't know. Things always happen on that day, so.
Well, Friday the 13th has never been a problem for me. It's, for some reason, Saturday the 14th is what gets me in trouble. So what are you going to tell those women? What do you say to a group of women?
Well, for sure. A lot of these people are just like your audience. They're small. Who have a talent, went into business, and now they're realizing they have to be business people too.
Uh-huh.
And so we're talking about what people need to charge what they're worth, and I'll give your listeners a hint. It's a strong brand. We're talking about 3 pricing mistakes that small businesses make and the model that will work. We're talking about what you talk a lot about, how to avoid being everything to everyone and
mm-hmm.
thrilling no one.
Mm-hmm.
And we're talking about alternatives to paid advertising. So, you know, the small business owner, especially when you're brand new, you have such a small budget. Every dollar you invest has to get by.
Mm-hmm.
You can't just, you know, put it all in one thing, you know, a TV campaign for a week and expect your phone to keep ringing all year. So how to attract and convert more clients. It's really grassroots, getting in there, building those relationships, all the things you talk about.
Mm-hmm.
Totally eye to eye on this, but we get a little more tactical on how do you do that? Where do you get the mailing list? All those details that I think overwhelms people.
Let's talk about that last point. How do you get those lists? How do you find those folks? And also, one of the things I've been more and more recently is what I call the new class of prospects, and that's what Facebook has taught us, and that is that there's something called a user now. A user is someone who just visits your website. They use your site. Maybe they benefit from your content. They benefit from what they've learned from you. But they're not, you don't know who they are. And they haven't bought from you yet. They haven't become a customer. They're just a user. And I call them the new class of prospects. As you talk to us about maximizing your marketing activity, blend that in there too. What do you think?
Yeah, the new class of prospects. That's such a great point. And I have sort of an evasive. Because I have 2 companies. I have my boutique photography studio. We're brick and mortar, high touch. We know our clients by name and by face. And at The Joy of Marketing, we're very much an online business. So we even more have to engage with that new class of prospect when they're surfing online. Mm-hmm. But you want to be able to do that both places because even at a boutique business, you've got to generate that lead somehow. And it's funny because I used to be in cold call sales. I don't know if you ever, it's the hardest thing you'll ever do.
Oh, yeah.
But the best experience you'll ever have. And I learned quickly that you can't go in just hammering people. You have to build that relationship and make nice and
right.
and really, you know, start to build that rapport and find those affinities. And so when you're doing that online, it's a lot harder. People don't do that. They just want to, you know, ask people to marry them. They don't want the dating process.
Well, and that's right.
And so,
go ahead.
Yeah. So while we still want to go out and partner with other businesses and build our database in a, you know, in a higher touch way for locally owned businesses, we can't ignore that online audience, and we have to give them something that shows what makes us different and that engages them and it excites them and wants to keep them coming back.
That's what the user is doing. They're scoping you out. They're dropping by to see if there's anything that attracts them, because they're either looking for something or they're thinking about something, and they've got access to everybody else, and they've got access to you, and you're being judged. I call it the moment of relevance, Sarah. You're being judged at a moment when you don't even know people are looking at you. That's when they're these users, and that's how to convert them into a customer. That's the trick, isn't it?
It's very much the trick. It's very much. And the key is, I believe, to get them to call. I mean, I just came from Philly this week, and I was speaking, and people kept, can we just work through email? And, you know, you can in the beginning or, you know, mm-hmm. once you generate that lead. But for me, I want to talk to that person. I want to bring high-touch world at my photography studio.
High-touch is the original social media.
It is, and that's how you create value. They get to know you. They can tell them what makes you different, and you can show them your passion. It's really mm-hmm. hard to do that online. So for me, I want those leads to
so
be
how do you, how do you
people
get them to, how do you get them to bite that call to bite on that call to action?
Well, you know, you do it with great design. You do it with engaging copy. Freemium that says, hey, sign up here and we'll give you something great that you really, really, really want.
Get them to come out of the shadows and become known to you, right? Even if they don't.
Exactly. And sometimes you get those price shoppers that anonymously email mm-hmm. you at midnight and want to know your prices. But sometimes they want more and don't know it yet.
Right.
So if you simply just email off your prices, you may lose that client.
Mm-hmm.
But if you can get a way to engage them and bring them closer to you, you can turn them into a client.
Right.
You can talk about what makes you different.
Hold on to that thought, Sarah.
You've got to want to talk to people.
I got to take a quick break. Folks, remember, customers pay you money, customers pay you a visit. You got to convert them into customers. 20 after, stay with us. We'll be right back with Sarah Penny.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.